Welcome to the Christmas podcast.
All right, you guys, today I'm going to be asking Dylan 25 of the best Christmas questions. Are you ready? Drum roll, please.
I am ready.
All righty, let's get started. Number one, what's your favorite Christmas tradition?
Opening all the presents with the family.
Me too. Number two, what's a dish you can't go without on Christmas?
Gingerbread cookies.
Yeah, same. What's your earliest Christmas memory?
When I got the Steph Curry shoes from Santa.
Yeah. Do you wrap presents or put them in gift bags?
Wrap presents, because when you put them in a gift bag, it almost looks like it's for like a birthday party.
Facts. But I know some people who do that, which is okay. You're both in the same gift families. Do you open presents Christmas Eve or Christmas morning? What? This is pretty obvious.
Christmas morning.
Obviously. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Fact. What's your gift-giving process?
Well, first I think of what the person likes, and then I go to a store that has what the person likes, and then I just wrap it in gift wrap and send it away to the person.
Nice. Alrighty. Nine. What's the best Christmas candy you ever had?
Gingerbread cookies.
It's not candy, but we'll count it. Yeah. Well, is there a holiday movie you watch every year?
Home Alone!
The goat of all Christmas movies. Try to make me change, you won't. Alrighty. If you could travel for the holidays, where would you go?
New York, because one, it snows, second, it's beautiful there, and third, it's my dream to see the Statue of Liberty.
Nice. Have you ever had a white Christmas?
No, because I live in Florida. Mm-hmm.
All right. 13. If you had one store to receive all your presents from, what store would you pick? So basically you're saying if you only got one, like let's say you wanted a new phone, you can only get it from the Apple store. You can only get all your presents from Target, okay? What's that one store that you would get it from?
Probably Target.
Yeah, Target has some awesome gifts because they have everything there, like almost. Do you prefer buying the present or receiving a present?
Buying a present for other people, because I'm a nice guy and I do nice things.
No, you mean buying the present for yourself or people giving it to you?
Oh, I like people giving it to me because it's just like, it's like a surprise.
It's the thought that counts. All right. What's the best outdoor snow activity?
Making snowmen and snowball fights.
Okay, yeah. Because one time we went to North Carolina and we made snowman and a snowball fight. Me personally, I like doing snowball fights. Actually, my favorite is sledding. But just one man's opinion. What's your favorite Winter Olympic sport?
Ooh, Winter Olympics. You know, I don't know that many, but...
So, there is skiing. There's... I don't really know that many either. I'm just going to say skiing.
Same.
All right. If you were an elf, what would your elf name be?
I like Cookie.
Cookie?
Yeah.
That's a good name. If you're home alone and there are bandits trying to break in, how do you booby trap your house?
Maybe put glass ornaments on the floor so when they go through the window, they'll get hurt.
All right. Now, I have some experience from Kevin McAllister, all right, you guys? So what I would do is first I would cover the whole floor in soap, obviously. And then second, I would put a steamer on one of those little metal things that get hot and put it on the doorknob. So when they open the doorknob, they get burned. All right. Have you ever had a real Scrooge moment? Share it with the group. I don't know what that means, so we're just going to skip it. Do you prefer buying your presents in person or online?
Person.
Same. What's the perfect Christmas beverage?
Beverage.
Wait, let's say it on three. One, two, three. Hot cocoa.
Yep.
What's your favorite Christmas flavor?
Christmas flavor. What do they mean by Christmas
tree? I don't really know. I think we mean candy.
Huh. Well, I'm going to have to choose the chocolates, the elf-shaped chocolates that the elf gives you. They're really good.
Nice. What is the best place to see Christmas lights?
There's this place called City Place, and there's a great place to see it.
Okay, so me personally, every year we go through this drive-thru where you go in your car and you go see lights. You just drive. It's like a 30-minute drive, and it's every light's everywhere. It's very beautiful. All right, you guys. That's going to end it for the 25 questions of Christmas icebreaker questions. Goodbye from the Christmas podcast. We'll see you in the next one. Peace from Aiden and Dylan.
Goodbye.